Dollhouse. The word spokes memories from a time when I loved to play with my dolls. The endless possibilities always lured me in, promising hours of imagination. Dollhouses weren't always a child's toy, though. Once used as a status symbol by wealthy Victorians, having the money to commission a reproduction of your house was seen as an ultimate goal. However, in this piece, the artist mocks this trivial pursuit. Yinka Shonibare, artist, lives here, the seal on the side proudly claims. The seal amuses me because at first glance it seems very self-important, but it has a deeper meaning the more you look at it. This also applies to the rest of the piece, because at first look it appears to just be a basic dollhouse, but it actually speaks about cultural identity. This comes into play with the Dutch wax cloth that is used to cover the chairs and the bed. Dutch wax cloth is sold as traditionally African, but is manufactured in Europe. To me, this speaks of the loss of cultural identity, the intertwining of cultures, and the creation of new cultures. Yinka Shonibare's pieces are about cultural identity, especially African and the effects of colonialism. This is actually a reproduction of the artist's own London home. The objects in it, however, are pieces representing colonialism instead of treasured objects. The artist of the piece, Yinka Shonibare, is a British-Nigerian artist whose work focuses on the effects of colonialism on a global level. At age 18, he suffered a spinal cord inflammation, causing him to become paralyzed on one half of his body later on in life. Due to this disability, Shonibare has assistance to carry out his creative vision. What drew me to this piece at first was the intricacies and small details. I've always been drawn to miniatures, so when I saw this piece, I immediately admired the amount of detail and effort that went into the piece. Not only the details on the exterior of the house, from the crumbling bricks to the stained glass on the door, but the household items as well. The chairs look as though you could sit down on them. The tables look like the perfect place to set down a book. The bed beckons you to lie down and sleep. The amount of detail in the paintings is astounding, and one of the paintings is actually a reproduction of one of the artist's own paintings. The dollhouse is made out of wood, plaster, paint, and cloth. Though these materials may seem like ordinary things, they can be used to create masterpieces. What I like most about this piece is the balance between intricate work of art and social commentary. This has been Ava Ackley with another Bulldog Art Tour.